Renaud Lavoie from TVA Sports, who joins us on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Hello, Ren. Salut, my friend. And just your reaction to Buffalo's house cleaning today.
Well, that was kind of a big surprise, to be honest with you, to see Tim Murray being let go 2 weeks after the end of the season like that. Normally, you don't see those things too often. You know, the fact that maybe there's a GM that was let go by the Kings a few weeks ago was an eye-opener for the Sabres. The fact that Dean Lombardi is available right now, I guess, is in a way part of the equation. But I feel like you mentioned that Dan Bylsma's future with the team was in jeopardy. And I guess that Tim Murray wasn't hot on the idea of firing him. And even after what happened with, you know, their star player, Eichel, in the last few days, I'm pretty sure it was something that was, you know, a big topic in the Buffalo Sabres offices. And now what you see right now is an owner will decide that, hey, if you don't want to make a change, I'll make a change for you, and everybody's gone. We've seen that in Montreal in the early 2000s when Andre Savard was named the GM of the team to replace Rajon Hull. There was a coaching change at the same time. So a lot of things can happen quickly in the NHL, and today was another proof of that.
I was listening to you earlier today on our sister station in Toronto on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and your feel was kind of like, you know what, with Bylsma going, kind of him and Tim Murray tied at the hip, and Murray was a big proponent of Dan Bylsma coming back. Is that why they're both gone together?
Well, my feeling is yes. If, you know, like I said, the ownership wanted to have a coaching change, and the GM wasn't too high on that idea. I think he decided just to make that change by himself and say, you know what, both of you are gone now. You know, it was a struggle to see the Buffalo Sabres playing, you know, this year again. It was really tough on the fans and the ownership to see a team that was really struggling again. I mean, there was some trades that happened in the last few years involving the Winnipeg Jets. That was not the greatest trade for the Sabres. I understand why they made that trade at the time. They wanted to have a quick fix offensively with Evander Kane, but, you know, it didn't work out at all. And I think that before the ship is going under again, they decided to make another change, which is not a bad decision when you think about it. They have really good young players in this organization. You want them to progress the right way. I think what happened this season with Jack Eichel, it was a problem. You know, Jack Eichel is the future of that franchise, no matter what people are going to say. So, I mean, for me, it's really a question of seeing the Buffalo Sabres, you know, being the team that they're supposed to be. And this year it was they were not what they were supposed to be, honestly. And when if you're honest here, you look at, you know, the lottery draft 2 years ago when they did everything to finish last in the league, but they got killed by the lottery draft. And yes, Jack Eichel is a really good player. But that being said, Connor McDavid is a better player. And, you know, the fact that they weren't able to draft Connor McDavid, I think, was maybe the first draw.
One more thing on the Sabres. I know that Lindy Ruff's name has come up a couple of times in relation to that team. He is available, obviously not coming back with Dallas. Any thought as to whether Lindy might be a potential candidate to come back in as head coach there?
Yes. And talking today to a few players who played for Lindy Ruff in Buffalo, with the new ownership in place, they all know that, you know, they really enjoy Lindy Ruff as a coach, and they had to let him go a few years ago because of just the fact that the team was not winning. There was a new GM in town. You know what it is anyway. Now, the fact that Lindy Ruff was really a popular figure in that market and a popular figure with the ownership there, you have to say, you know what? You can't say never. It's impossible. Lindy Ruff is linked to the Buffalo Sabres since ever. And I think that today he's even, I'm pretty sure he's part of the discussion there.
With Renaud Lavoie, he is our NHL insider, joins us Mondays and Thursdays from TVA Sports and joining us this afternoon. A couple of other topics. How big was that win last night for Washington, knowing just kind of how the prior three games in the series had gone?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's big because the Maple Leafs made a big push in that game too, to be able to just come back, and they weren't lucky at one point or two maybe in that game, and it didn't happen. But I think that what the Capitals did was exactly the right way to play, which is you battle hard in the first few minutes with the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's exactly what the Montreal Canadiens were able to do this season with them. They, in the first minute, I don't know how many goals they scored against the Maple Leafs, and all the every time it was at the ACC. So that's the way to play versus the Leafs. You need to be in their face to start the game. It seems like the goaltending is not ready to play games. Frederik Andersen, for any reason, he's a really good goaltender, but it's tough for him to start games. So, and that's, I think, a big issue. So they were close to coming back, but I feel like we're going to see exactly the same thing. The Capitals are going to be or play really strong and throw a lot of pucks at the Maple Leafs nets to start the next game, because for me, it's really the way to play versus the Leafs.
Let's just say for a second that Toronto upsets Washington and Washington goes out in round number one. I think you take a look at the unrestricted free agents they have, there's going to be changes regardless this summer in Washington. But if they, as the President's Trophy winner, if they go out in round one to Toronto, are we talking about like really massive changes in Washington?
Well, that's a great question. I think you look at the big picture and they have tons of great assets, okay? I don't think that the GM is an issue. I don't think that the coaching position is a problem too. But every time Alex Ovechkin is not winning in the playoffs, you have to wonder about Alex Ovechkin. You have to wonder about his future there. And I mean, I know Alex is really close to Mr. Leontis, who's the owner. I don't feel that there'll be any changes. But like I said, would they be better off without Alexander Ovechkin? What can they get in the market for Alexander Ovechkin? It's a little bit, and you know, I'm a baseball fan. I'm a huge baseball fan, and I'm a huge Yankee fan. Look at the Yankees, what they did during last season. They had great assets, unbelievable relievers. They decided to trade those guys, even if they really, really liked them. They trade them. They got tons of young prospects. And look at the Yankees now. They're on their way back. One of the best team in the MLB right now. So I think you have to sometime take a page of what's going on elsewhere. The problem, Pat, really, is when you're looking at the culture of hockey, they don't do changes. There's no changes. And just to make one change, it takes so much for a franchise. And we're always shocked to see a player being traded. But at the end of the day, if you think a little bit outside the box and you see what's around and you have good scouts in your system, good pro scout and good, good guys who know what's coming in the NCAA and in junior and in Europe, well, maybe you can do a lot of damages. But like I said, sometimes you need to think outside the box.
Hey, Ren, I know you got to get rolling. I know you got work to do ahead of Game 5 between the Rangers and the Habs, so we will let you go. But thank you so much for all the insight into Buffalo and a really strange series between the Maple Leafs and the Capitals. Yeah. We will talk to you again on Monday, my friend. Thank you so much.
Take care, Pat. Have a good weekend.
You as well. He is Renaud Lavoie, our NHL insider from TVA Sports. He joins us on Mondays and Thursdays, and he joins us on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Check the new menu out at all four Calgary locations, now serving a fresh-grilled, antibiotic, hormone-free turkey burger. More at southstreetburger.com.